This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In this episode, we talk about accountability, and I lay out three ways that it will help you easily crush your goals. Try to dig out that list of resolutions because you are now listening to Tiny Leaps, Big Changes.
You're no hero, so don't act like it. And please don't treat me like I'm your sidekick. Because I watch TV, I see how life is, and it's not easy. But still, I'm right here screaming out.
Today's song is by Abstract and Rose. It's called I'm Good, and it's an extremely laid-back tune with a great summer vibe. Check out the song in the description, and let's jump into the show.
Don't treat me like I'm your sidekick, 'cause I watch TV, I see how life is, and it's not easy, but still I'm right here, screaming I'm good, I'm good.
Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple, research-backed strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and it's unfortunate to say this, but many of you listening have already given up on your resolutions. It's nothing to be ashamed of. We all do it. Every single year, as we draw it to a close, we look ahead to the next year and decide that things will be different. That we'll get into shape, or we'll learn a new language, or we'll finally start that business. But unfortunately, life happens. We get home from work and we're too tired to do anything. Our kids act up and we spend our entire evening dealing with them instead of going to the gym. We choose time with our partners or our family over writing the first page of that book. We're all guilty of doing the exact same thing. So you have nothing to feel embarrassed about. But it's also important to catch yourself. If we want to have any chance of our life being even just a little bit different this year than it was last, we have to constantly check in with ourselves, reassess our goals, and see how far we've come. And the more frequently we do this each year, the higher the likelihood that we'll actually start to take the steps required to move forward. And that's what this episode is about. Treat it as your check-in, your opportunity to honestly look at the past 2 months of 2016 and decide whether or not you've been acting in accordance with your goals. For me, I have been and I haven't been. I just did my check-in this past weekend and I noticed that I'm behind on my own personal financial goals. So with that knowledge, I can now start to consciously make decisions that more accurately line up with that original goal. This practice allows me to stay accountable with myself, and if you do it, you'll be able to stay accountable with yourself as well. But there's an even better way to keep moving forward. Accountability partners. An accountability partner is exactly what it sounds like. Someone who you trust to keep you moving in the right direction. Someone who calls you on your bluff and holds your feet to the fire. So the first major benefit of an accountability partner is this: having someone else to keep you on track. In an article titled Five Benefits of Accountability to Achieve Your Goals, Stacia Pierce writes, quote, studies show that the person who actually achieves weight loss and transition into a healthier lifestyle is the person who connected into some form of accountability program. It could be hiring a trainer, joining a health club, hiring a nutritionist, etc. It's something about having to answer to another person for your actions that motivates you to stay on track with your goals. End quote. Having to answer to someone else forces you to stay on track. It's a built-in system of not wanting to let someone else down. It's the same reason that you put more effort into work that your boss asks you to do, even if you don't particularly like them. You're accountable to them to get that work done, and so you put in the time, energy, and effort required to do it. And that same article by Stacia Pierce goes on to say, quote, "When you are working with someone who pushes you to make massive changes in a short amount of time and give a report, you finally realize that you are ultimately responsible for how much progress you make every day. Accounting for your actions weekly will cause you to take a good look at yourself, start eliminating the excuses, and start making deliberate actions that bring about your intended success." End quote. The role of an accountability partner is to push you towards the goal that you've set for yourself. During this process, it helps you to realize that you are ultimately responsible for everything. The choices you make every day are the only determining factors as to whether or not you'll move towards your goal. When you get home from work, you can choose to stay up late and start writing that book you've always wanted to write. You can choose to wake up earlier and start doing 20 minutes of exercise before your day starts. You can choose to eat a salad over a McDonald's burger. These are all your choices, and you're in control of them. An accountability partner helps you to realize this by demanding that you show up with some kind of result. The second major benefit to accountability is the ability to learn from someone else. In an article titled "The Role of Accountability Partner in Goal Achievement," Arena Nikitina writes, "Information is one of the most powerful assets a person can possess, and having the ability to leverage other people's information is exponentially better. Your accountability partner will come with a different experience, perspective, and idea that will help you overcome your obstacles and challenges. Having the ability to brainstorm and be creative with another person focused on helping you solve a problem is one of the biggest benefits you'll experience from an accountability partner." End quote. Whether your partner is a coach, friend, trainer, or a random person you met online, they will have a vastly different worldview from the one that you have. This leads to a greater depth of experience to pull from and two opportunities for growth each day. This extra processing power and experience will allow you to skyrocket your own experience and get results much faster than you would operating entirely by yourself. All right, finally, the third benefit to an accountability partner is the desire to not let someone down. In an article titled "The Benefits of Having an Accountability Partner," Victor Pride writes, "An accountability partner is like a gym partner. He's there to spot you on the bench press. He's there to yell at you to push that weight up. He's there to give you a helping hand on the last rep or two. And he's there to tell you you had way more in you. You better finish that set next time." An accountability partner is a person you don't want to let down. End quote. Not wanting to let someone down is a huge driver within our lives. It's the reason we push ourselves at work or in school. It's the reason we get into friendly competition with friends. It's the reason we do things we don't really want to do. We don't want to let the other person down. We don't want them to feel bad or to think differently of us. An accountability partner can become that person if you allow them to be. They can be your gym partner who pushes you to wake up and meet them at 4:20 in the morning just because you know that not showing up would affect their life as well. They can be the life coach that points out when you're eating foods that go against your goals and you listen because you know they expect the best out of you. The point is this: whatever goal you're working towards can only be accomplished if you do the work required to move towards them. Accountability is the thing that will get you to do it. You can be accountable to yourself, or you can be accountable to someone else, or you can do both, but you have to be accountable somehow. Build that system into your life and you'll start to see changes almost immediately. Well, we did it. February is officially over, and I can't tell you how amazing it was to talk to so many of you. To everyone I spoke to, know that you were doing me an honor. You shared your time with me, and I can't thank you enough for it. I hope the calls were as helpful to you as they were to me, and you should know that you've played a crucial role in shaping the direction of this show going forward. To those I didn't get to speak to, I'll be doing this again this year, so stay subscribed and get ready to book the next time I open up the opportunity. But in the meantime, you can always reach out to me on Twitter at Greg Clunas or via email, greg@tinyleaps.co, if you want to chat. That's it for episode 41. If you'd like to sign up to receive an email each week with a short roundup of episodes and resources from that week, All you have to do is text the word TINY to 38470 and you'll get enrolled. With that said, thank you so much for listening. And if you like the show so far, the greatest compliment you could pay it is leaving a rating and a review on iTunes, as well as subscribing to get future episodes. Until the next episode, I've been Greg Clunas. And remember, all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.
You're no hero, so don't act like it. Please don't treat me like I'm your sidekick. 'Cause I watch TV, I see how life is, and it's not easy, but still.